So how can we say that race or racism doesn't exist if we see racial differences within our society? Well, partially because we respond to what we see, and often we can't separate what we see from what then occurs. For example, if you see a person that fits into a particular category, and that category reaffirms a stereotype that we have previously held that we have been socialized to believe is true, for example, intellect being equated with Asian Americans, criminality being equated with people of color, those are constructs that if born and raised in the United States, that even though they represent stereotypical images and you may have been taught something very different, your response will be somewhat the same. You may have experienced something different with those particular groups. However, the larger society holds those particular views. Therefore, we can't separate those behaviors from race, and we often equate those behaviors with race. Finally, we must comprehend race as a sociocultural phenomenon, conceptually separable from biophysical variations. That is essential, and there will be more on that as we move forward in Smedley's work and some of the other pieces that we will be reading this semester.